SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Families of the Israeli hostages kidnapped by the Hamas terrorist group are speaking out about their ordeal. Rob Anders, who's a co-leader for the Hostages and Missing Families Forum, says his organization will not stop until all the hostages are released.
It's critically important to see that each person here is a story, is a name, is an age, has a family, and we want to get them reunited. The forum will keep doing everything it can until that happens.
Anti-Israel protesters in New York City stormed the lobby of the Fox News building in Midtown Manhattan Friday, chanting and holding up a large poster that read, "Fox News lies, cover up genocide." More than a dozen people were arrested while inside the building. Also at SRNnews.com, House Republicans are releasing surveillance video from January 6, 2021. Speaker Mike Johnson announced Friday that thousands of hours of video from the U.S. Capitol will be posted to a public website as soon as possible. He said the move will allow Americans to see for themselves what actually happened that day. Stellantis says it will offer buyout or early retirement packages to about 6,400 non-union U.S. salaried employees.
The announcement comes as the auto industry faces what Stellantis is calling challenging market conditions. The automaker was formed in the 2021 merger of Fiat Chrysler and PSA Peugeot. It says it is taking the action to protect its operations and the company. The offers include what the company says is a favorable benefits package. They'll go to workers who would like to leave the company or retire.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The company says the move will help prepare for the transition to electric vehicles. The Pentagon fails its annual audit for the sixth year in a row. Auditors found that half of the department's claimed assets could not be accounted for. This is SRN News. A battle for religious freedom in Minnesota.
Crown College and the University of Northwestern St. Paul want to participate in a state program that allows students to earn free college credits for completing college-level coursework in high school. But the state either wants to bar the schools because they are religious or impose state mandates on them if they participate. The Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty is representing the colleges. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Michigan Department of Civil Rights has filed a charge of discrimination against a Christian hair salon owner. Christine Geiger of Studio 8 Hair Lab in Traverse City posted on social media that men who are living as women are not welcome at her business. An administrative law judge will now oversee a hearing and issue a recommendation. The Civil Rights Commission will then have the final say in a ruling. Penalties can include monetary compensation and potential suspension of Geiger's license. Her attorney says she was exercising her right to free speech. This is SRN News. Honda's recalling nearly a quarter million vehicles because bearings can fail, causing the engines to stall, increasing the risk of a crash.
The recall covers certain 2018 and 19 Honda Pilot SUVs and Odyssey minivans, and some 2017 and 2019 Ridgeline pickup trucks. Also affected, certain 2015 to 2020 Acura TLX cars and 2016 to 2020 Acura MDX SUVs. The automaker says it has no reports of injuries. Dealers will inspect and repair or replace the engines if necessary. Rich Thomason reporting.
A Colorado judge is keeping former President Trump on the state's 2024 ballot. The ruling is another victory for Mr. Trump after courts in Minnesota and Michigan also rejected similar efforts to disqualify him for running for president. Mr. Trump is a heavy favorite to receive the GOP nomination. More details at SRNnews.com.